What comes to mind when you hear the word poor? Do you think of homelessness and hunger, food pantries and free clinics? Now take a step back and think about the words asset poor. It's a term you might not be familiar with, but it could describe your best friend, neighbor, or sister.
This really measures the ability of a household to exist at the poverty level for just 3 months if their main source of income is disrupted.
Andrea Levere is the president of the Corporation for Enterprise Development, and the disruption she just mentioned could be anything. A layoff, an unexpected surgery, a loved one's legal fees after an arrest. Asset poverty doesn't necessarily mean you're getting public benefits, or someone in your family lost a job. Levere's colleague, Ida Rademacher, explains.
I think what the understory is about is if you do have a crisis, what is the financial cushion you have to fall back on?
And the answer for many North Texans is not enough to last more than 90 days. There are some specific issues plaguing our area. For example, thousands of Texans don't have bank accounts, so they spend hundreds of dollars a year cashing checks, loading prepaid cards, and making rent-to-own purchases. Another major problem? People who go without health insurance. Nearly 25% of Texans are uninsured, and as Levere explains, that can have a disastrous ripple effect.
So you don't have access to health insurance, you then have a major health incident, you then have to declare bankruptcy because of it, then your credit score reflects that, and you spiral down again.
As many as 40% of folks in Dallas are one crisis away, and Rademacher says fixing the problem is more than any one family can handle.
If half of the population really is one paycheck away from having to figure out a whole series of strategies, you know, to fix this gap, then that's a community problem.
And over the next several months, we'll follow families in our community. Families trying to recover from unemployment, survive retirement, beat back debt, and fight their way through a medical emergency. For KERA News, I'm Courtney Collins.